And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
And might I just offer a friendly amendment to that well-produced open to this program? This is The Savage Nation. You are a part of The Savage Nation. But the good Dr. Savage is away from the microphone, as he will be tomorrow night and on through Friday night. And he has given me the awesome responsibility of stewardship of the Savage Nation. Now, you're listening and you're saying, wait a minute. Wait just a doggone minute here. I know that voice. And we're going to flip over all the cards. No mysteries, no secrets kept from you. It's the recovering Congressman J.D. Hayworth, so honored to get back together with you at this particular broadcast address, which is, of course, the Savage Nation. As is always the case, we invite you to visit michaelsavage.com because you will see stories that we will talk about. You will see other stories that we may not get to and address here. But as you know, michaelsavage.com keeps up with the news that people are talking about and then some. The stories we ought to be talking about. Dateline Boston, 3 additional suspects in custody. You know, we used to hear back in the day that it wasn't the crime, but the cover-up. I want to disabuse you of that phrase with reference to what went on in Boston. Just do me a favor, do not use the phrase, not the crime, but the cover-up. Instead, utilize this verbiage. It's not the act of war, but the attempt at evasion afterwards. Make no mistake, what happened in Boston was not simply a crime. It was an act of war. It was an act of terror. And yet, look at the response. Treating this as a crime. Now, I understand why. Despite the fact that Mr. Justice Jackson in the 1950s famously opined that the Constitution is not a suicide pact, the fact is you have had our enemies try to employ the constitutional rights that you and I enjoy as citizens, try to employ those rights and cherry-pick and manipulate the Constitution until, for all intents and purposes, it becomes the very thing Mr. Justice Jackson told us it would not. In some ways, sadly, the manipulation of civil liberties at least takes on the trait of becoming a suicide pact. Now, do not misunderstand me. Let's understand something with crystal clarity. It has been a challenge since the dawn of our republic. It is a principle of political philosophy. In fact, my son, the legendary John Micah Hayworth, and I were just talking about this over the weekend. Because John Micah, during his high school days, was president of the philosophy club, and he asked me, he said, "Hey, Dad, did you ever take any philosophy?" I said, well, as a matter of fact, yes, I did. The philosophy of politics and political thought. And during my days at North Carolina State, I will never forget Professor Sandy Kessler, Sanford Kessler, who talked about the principle. And just stop and think about this for a second. There is a natural tension that exists between liberty and security. And at times of national crisis, national peril, there is a good and healthy and appropriate debate about how we accommodate our civil liberties and at the same time provide for our selective security, or pardon me, our collective security. And because we are imperfect people, and because we are a people perhaps born to skepticism, maybe even cynicism, we quite properly say, hold on a second here. I'm not surrendering my constitutional rights. Point well taken. And you and I can go back in history. I believe it was Benjamin Franklin first credited with the observation. And this is a paraphrase. It's inexact, but stick with me on this. It goes something like this. Those who would sacrifice liberty for security shall have neither. Okay, a valid warning credited to Dr. Franklin. However, this is the same Benjamin Franklin during the days of the Continental Congress, yesterday's equivalent of the Intelligence Committee for the Continental Congress during our Revolution, was called the Committee on Correspondence. And Benjamin Franklin was a member of that committee. Again, the forerunner, the progenitor of today's Intelligence Committee on Capitol Hill. And it was the same Dr. Franklin who said, if you want to keep a secret, you don't bring it to Congress. Now, this is back even before our Constitution is enacted, the Continental Congress. So the challenges we confront aren't exactly the same, but they rhyme. And so here we are, in the wake of the Boston bombings, and a question just comes to mind. When all this went down and we found the two, and I'm not going to get into their names, not only because, well, admittedly, my Chechen accent it leaves something to be desired, but also because why give these guys credit? Why utter their names, the dignity of their names? They're terrorist slime balls, and even that sounds almost too cute. The terrorists, one of them, in something that seems to have been choreographed, the younger one, the one surviving, the 19-year-old at UMass Dartmouth, the guy received his American citizenship last September 11th. Yep, the anniversary of the attack on the World Trade Centers. And last September 11th, the same day of the horrors at Benghazi. And we're going to get into Benghazi next hour. But the point I want to make is this. It's almost as if The terrorists and their extended family knew just how to manipulate our system, and that manipulation continues still. Did you see both the abhorrent and pathetic sight of the terrorist mom spouting off at the United States? Did you see the venom that she reserved for the country to which she fled ostensibly as some sort of political refugee? Coming up, and I don't know, as spring gives way to summer, if you watch a lot of weekend television, but Judge Jeanine did an outstanding job On the Fox News Channel. Her program is televised, I believe, Saturday nights. Judge Jeanine Pirro, did a remarkable job taking the comments of the terror mom and then answering them with an eloquence, with, I believe, an altogether appropriate vehemence, and with a no-nonsense analysis that if you did not see it, if you have not heard it, you and I are going to hear it in just a short time. It was my honor and privilege to serve 6 terms in the Congress of the United States. That was a total of 12 years. I was in Washington, September 11th, 2001. More importantly, I was in the well of the House of Representatives on September 12th. And it wasn't so much what I said, but something that sticks in my mind from the congressman who was the leader of the Democratic Party at that time, Dick Gephardt of Missouri, when he said, "Those who perpetrated this attack will not be allowed to manipulate our civil liberties to strike again." I'm not here to take political potshots at Dick Gephardt. I simply recall his words, along with those of Mr. Justice Jackson, "The Constitution is not a suicide pact," along with the warnings of Ben Franklin about liberty and security. And my simple question is this: where do we go to deal with these acts of terror on American soil? How do we provide for our national security and at the same time maintain our individual liberties? 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Coming up, Judge Jeanine takes on the terror mom in memorable fashion. It is the recovering Congressman J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage on The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Do you have psoriasis? Have you tried everything to stop the itching, the burning, and the pain? Finally, there's a medication for psoriasis that will help stop the discomfort, and you don't need a prescription. Seroderm is a new advanced spray for sufferers of psoriasis that helps stop the itching, the burning, the stinging, and the pain. Seroderm is easy. It goes directly on your trouble areas. It's fast, and it's safe. Best of all, Seroderm works, even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years. If you're living with psoriasis and you're ready for less flaking, less itching, and less pain, then call for your exclusive risk-free trial of Seroderm. Don't go another day in discomfort. Just call 1-800-573-0352. Seroderm is the relief you've been waiting for, and you won't find it anywhere else. This offer won't last long, so call now. Just call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352. Call 1-800-573-0352.
Hey, look, I don't impress easily, but here's reason number 4 why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Prices. Blinds.com crushes home improvement store prices. We got new blinds for our home at Blinds.com and saved a bundle. Blinds.com is the world's largest online store for designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes at amazing prices. Why should you hassle the big box stores and pay too much when you get better prices, selection, and service at Blinds.com? And they make installation unbelievably easy. Even if you mess up and mismeasure, forget about it. It's improbable. They'll remake it for free, and if you'd like, they'll even send over a pro installer to do it for you. Oh, and be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They're beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in seconds. No tools, no drilling, no brackets. Go to Blinds.com, where you always get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. Plus, free cordless upgrades on many of their most popular products now. And remember, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement stores, period. Go to Blinds.com.
KZVO traffic, latest problem, San Jose, southbound 880 North 1st, stall, second lane from the left, traffic already slow from 237 past North 1st down to the Alameda, southbound 101 slow Lawrence Expressway down to Oakland Road, earlier crash there, looks like it should be off to the right shoulder, northbound 101 slow Woodside Road up to Highway 92 in the peninsula, upper deck of the Bay Bridge getting better but still slow from the toll plaza to San Francisco. I'm Dave Fouch, KZVO.
Other stores have Memorial Day sales, but only Mattress Discounters has the largest selection of memory foam mattresses under one roof. Get a queen-size Sealy Gel memory foam mattress for just $497. And through Memorial Day, get 4 years interest-free financing on the entire Tempur-Pedic Cloud collection on approved credit. Plus free delivery and Mattress Discounters' lowest price or its free guarantee. Just look for the red tag and save. Mattress Discounters' Memorial Day sale is on now.
Mattress Discounters!
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want. The products you need. The good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035. 8035.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their client to buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed that only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. More than half the fund managers don't invest their own money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Well, ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same funds he's told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. That's 866-496-2300.
Securities, financial planning, and advisory services are offered through Financial Telesis, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC, O'Donnell Financial Group, LLC, and Financial Telesis. Telesis Inc. are not affiliated.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. The number to call. Your calls are coming up. The recovering congressman, J.D. Hayworth, in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation, and one reason I'm a recovering congressman is because I actually try to keep my promises accordingly. Before the break, I told you that we would take a listen, very interesting audio from the Fox News Channel television program hosted by Judge Jeanine Shapiro, simply called Justice with Judge Jeanine. We've edited this down a little bit, but I think you'll get the flavor of what the good judge was saying. We begin with an audio clip from the terrorist mother her disjointed, rambling way, and then Judge Jeanine answers for all of us. Here's the way it sounded from Saturday evening on the Fox News Channel.
All around, he was really nice and very, like, he never rejected anyone American just because they are Americans.
Really? He never rejected anyone American just because they were American? After opening our arms to you, we should be grateful that you and your terrorist son didn't reject us? Really? America took your sons from you? They killed Americans. They injured more than 200, blinded, deafened, and blew the legs and arms off of innocent civilians, turning the city of Boston into a lockdown war zone of casualties, amputees, and a future of post-traumatic stress. And America should protect you? Your sons killed us. We're the ones who needed the protection. And you ask, why did I even go there? I'll tell you why. You came to suck the fat of our land, to take our money, to educate your terrorist sons, to steal from us, to go on public assistance, to get housing and food stamps while you drive your Mercedes-Benz, all the while your family going back and forth to the very country from which you claim political refuge. Might you guys have lied on that old political asylum petition? Maybe we should add a charge of perjury to your list.
Judge Jeanine Pirro, justice with Judge Jeanine last Saturday night on the Fox News Channel. And the good judge did an awesome job in her opening argument, did she not? I must tell you that when I think about the manipulation of our immigration laws, you see, this goes beyond manipulation of constitutional rights. It goes to flat-out abuse of immigration laws, and you and I both were shocked to read the reports that these terrorists are getting benefits courtesy of the taxpayers into the six figures. The dead terrorist, the scum, enjoying the fruit of this nation, his terrorist brother, and worse, his terrorist mom. There are so many layers to this that you and I must address. You may recall during my days in Congress in the wake of 9/11, as I described it, it was almost as if the scales fell from my eyes. I at long last understood that border security is national security, and yet you have people in Washington, D.C. trying to stuff an amnesty bill down our throat. And so you and I have to rally, as Dr. Savage has talked constantly, borders, language, culture. It's up to you and me to save this country, to keep this grand and glorious republic on track, to do it as part of the Savage Nation. Your call straight ahead, J.D. Hayworth for the good Dr. Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Good afternoon, I'm Dave Fowler, Sound Talk 560 KSFO. More than 150 pro-union demonstrators gathered on the steps of San Francisco City Hall in the first of at least two protests planned for the city on May Day. Wednesday afternoon's protests included an inflatable rat carrying a bag of money and wearing a hat that read Safety Last. Afternoon protests continue in rallies in San Francisco and also in Oakland. There is no planned fix for the broken giant bolts in the eastern span of the Bay Bridge, so because of that, there's a chance the planned Labor Day opening could get postponed. And with the opening of the bridge up in the air, the big Labor Day bash that was planned to celebrate the opening has, in fact, been postponed. Taking a look at KSFO traffic, eastbound 580 First Street. It's an accident. Right lane block. Traffic slow getting through the area. Car fire being reported. Northbound 280 exiting at John Daly Boulevard and southbound 17 at 85 in the South Bay. Crash to the right side. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO morning show, and I'm here to talk to you about Ovation Cell Therapy. Hey, guys, guess what? Just a little heads up. Mother's Day is just around the corner, and mom wants to look fabulous. Let me tell you, get the woman in your life a brand new head of hair from Ovation Cell Therapy. Its three-step process takes your hair from broken, dry, brittled, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair just within the first couple of washes. Think about all the styling mom does, the curling irons, the straighteners, the perms. All of that damages your hair, and there are no products out there that can take your hair back to its healthy state. Accept Ovation. It does it with its three-step process, and you'll feel the difference within the first couple times that you use it. And they have a special offer going on right now. If you go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout, you'll get a special introductory offer. Again, that's ovationhair.com, and don't you forget our call letters, KSFO at checkout, so you get a special introductory discount.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many San Francisco listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with a LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Do what Mayor Giuliani did and arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use promo code Brian10 to get this special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 1-800-980-2820. 1-800-980-2820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
You are a part of the Savage Nation. The good doctor away from the microphone, the recovering congressman, J.D. Hayworth, with you when you go to michaelsavage.com. The story that catches your attention is the story we've been hearing about all day. Three suspects charged with helping the surviving terrorist. Oh, the authorities are saying, no, it wasn't in actually making and planning the bombs. No, it was to help cover things up. For the record, two of them are from Kazakhstan. The other is an American citizen. Apparently, the American citizen, after a couple of times of being questioned, quote, came clean. The challenge we face, how do we ensure our civil liberties and at the same time provide for our collective security? Just one aspect of this story. Before the break, we heard a stirring commentary from Judge Jeanine Pirro from Saturday night on the Fox News Channel, taking on the terrorist's mother and all her despicable, vile lies. Justice Jeanine did a great time, and yet we face these questions. So what are we to do? Phone numbers, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Let's begin in the nation's capital. WMAL, the station. Chief Jack, the caller. Chief Jack, you're with J.D. Hayworth on the Savage Nation.
Hello, J.D. Long time no hear from you.
Well, I'm glad to reestablish contact, Jeff. Or, pardon me, Jack, and glad to do it here via the Savage Nation.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Hey, I'm really ticked off because these guys have been getting federal benefits, and us veterans out here, we've gone out, we've spilt our blood, our sweat, our hard time, and our diligence, and given up our families for God knows what, and we're getting diddly from the VA.
You make a valid point in terms not only of the Veterans Administration, and thanks for the call, Chief Jack. Here's the broader point. And I appreciate and salute Chief Jack, and I was honored at one point during my days in Congress to serve as chairman of the Benefits Subcommittee of the Veterans Affairs Committee in the House. We were able to usher in a GI Bill for the 21st century. But the broader issue, whether it's Veterans Affairs or whether it's simply the notion of those on active duty or those who may not serve in the military, who work hard and play by the rules and pay their taxes, to have immigrants come in here and manipulate our system, and some, of course, are not, quote, immigrants, because immigrant implies you're doing it legally. Others come and manipulate the system, overstay their visas, come here illegally, and yet get their hands on benefits. And let's not forget those currently in uniform, especially now that our president continues to say that boy, he'd really like to close Gitmo. Do you realize the supreme irony there? About our military personnel in uniform, that the terror prisoners at Gitmo are better fed, better housed, better clothed. Shame on us for allowing that situation. Here's the Hayworth Doctrine. No member of our military should ever find themselves wanting. There should never be a terrorist better fed, better clothed, better housed than those who are currently in our military or those who have worn the uniform of our country. 855-400-7282 to Florida. Here is Mike with J.D. on the Savage Nation. Hi, Mike.
Good evening, sir. It's nice to hear you tonight. And listen, I just wanted to make a comment about this judge here. Kudos to her because she said everything for me that I wanted to say the first time I heard this. The mother of the terrorist speak these words. But, you know, I wonder, would Obama say these things to her? I don't think so. I think this woman maybe should take Obama's place because I don't think that bum would have the guts to say something like that to the terrorist woman. And also, sir, the media is kind of making this guy like a folk hero, the guy that died in the shootout, because all you see is E.T. and all these shows doing things about who his friends were and what kind of life he led and things of this nature. And who gives a rat's? Because he's a criminal. We don't want to know about his background.
Mike, valid points. Thanks for the call. Let's take your second point first. Understand what happens in our culture and hyperinformation. Criminals, terrorists, murderers become celebrities. That's what you have. His memory and his treachery forgotten against an avalanche of celebrity. And just one other point, you mentioned Judge Jeanine, how you'd love to see her in office. Oh, how history might have been different. Because Judge Jeanine Pirro, at one point, was going to run for the United States Senate from New York State. I believe this was about the time I decided to challenge John McCain in the Republican primary for the United States Senate in Arizona, circa 2010. Can you imagine how different the United States Senate would be with Judge Jeanine there and with a certain recovering congressman on the floor of the Senate? Hey, when we first got together, I paraphrased Benjamin Franklin, who talked about those who would sacrifice liberty for security shall have neither. Jason reminds us of another observation from Franklin. Jason is calling in. He's listening in San Francisco on KSFO. Jason, you are a part of the Savage Nation.
Actually, I'm in Toledo.
Oh, you're in Toledo, but listening to KSFO.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you know, every time I hear that Franklin quote, it's a great quote, by the way, but every time I hear it, I wish people would really get into the other quote, which is kind of the yin to the yang on that one, which is a cat in no with gloves catches no mice.
A cat in gloves catches no mice.
Yeah.
Very good.
In a day like today where we have all this technology, when you've got a guy with a name nobody can pronounce going back to a radicalized area of the world that sends, you know, radical Muslim mercenaries to kill our troops, you know, maybe you should be watching his text messages. Maybe you should be watching his email. You know, and I realize he's an American citizen and everybody has rights, but at a certain point, you know, there's people out there that want to do us harm. So maybe I am willing to sacrifice a little bit of my liberty for my security. But if that means my legs don't get blown off watching a marathon, you know, I'm okay with that.
Jason, I thank you for the call. Let me offer another observation of what Jason is saying here. Our personal liberties, we do not want to give up what the Bill of Rights guarantees us. I don't want to see you having to give up your Second Amendment rights. I don't want to see you not, as an American citizen, have the right to trial by jury, but you better believe, and now we're able to connect the dots. I understand hindsight is 20/20. But among those picked up today, we talked about these students at UMass Dartmouth. One of them had the license plate Terrorista 1. You think that's a joke? No, a sick and deadly joke has been perpetrated on us in our constitutional republic, and the paralysis of political correctness and the notion of a commander-in-chief who will bow as if he is subordinate to leaders of other nations, yes, including those from the Islamic world, who admonishes us to stay calm, we've got to get all the facts. Yet, when Professor Gates home, when the Cambridge cops were dispatched there, and Professor Gates was mistaken for an intruder, our president didn't wait to get all the facts. Why, he knew clearly. Those who walked the thin blue line, those who put their lives on the line daily, they, quote, acted stupidly. No, Mr. President, you have been acting stupidly. You have been acting in a way that, to put it charitably, I believe to be a dereliction of duty. And now, as you continue in your cult of celebrity and yuck it up at the correspondence dinner and basically mouth off that, yes, you're safely ensconced in a second term to do what you will in terms of the radical redistribution of wealth and taking over our health care system and goodness knows what else you have planned, the American people, at long last, are wising up. Mr. President, will you wise up? And it is not unique to Barack Obama. There are some who share my partisan affiliation who don't share my viewpoint. People's exhibit number one, Marco Rubio. Where on earth is this guy coming from? And you can dismiss this as the prattlings of an unsuccessful Senate candidate. But before you chalk it up to jealousy, I don't believe whatever the after effects of finishing second, I don't believe they in any way inhibit or somehow take away from this criticism. In 2010, when I saw Marco Rubio announced for the U.S. Senate. And, he was going to take on another Republican at that point in time, Charlie Crist, the governor of Florida. And a couple of weeks after his announcement, Jeb Bush and others from the Republican establishment, they're all behind Marco Rubio. And suddenly, fundraisers are being set up coast to coast, including my backyard of Arizona. And I just felt it in my bones then. Oh yeah, he's going to ride this Tea Party wave to the U.S. Senate. And then after a couple of years there, he's going to become the poster boy for amnesty. And that's exactly what happened. So this is not limited to Barack Obama. The so-called Gang of Eight in the United States Senate, shame on you. Talk about gang activity. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. More of your calls straight ahead as we rally the people. The recovering Congressman J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage. You're part of the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code, MOM14. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms for mom sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, and will include a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code, MOM14.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Here's a vote traffic. Livermore, eastbound 580 North 1st Street. We've got a crash still blocking the right lane. That's got traffic backed up towards El Charro. Southbound 17, connector to southbound 85. An accident pushed off to the right side. Always slow on that connector, though. And a stall eastbound 80 San Pablo Avenue. Right lane partially blocking the exit ramp. Looks for some slow traffic, heavy out of the maze. And it's going to be slow and go into San Pablo eastbound Highway 80. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Become the next American Idol, or just sing like one. Croon it with lessons from Alexi's Paris Voice Studio. Get half off at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
You were told to install illegal software on company computers. Does this really hurt anyone?
This is not a victimless crime. I have seen what it takes to produce great software. They need the financial support of the people who are using those products.
Go online and report software piracy at nopiracy.org.
Here's a crazy mortgage idea from Cash Call. If you refinanced your mortgage with someone else into a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate in the last 18 months, Cash Call can redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. This is so easy. Whatever fixed rate you have, we'll lower it on the same terms and we'll pay for everything. No deposits, no fees. You'll just need to do the regular paperwork, most of which you've already done, and we'll do the rest. For example, say you closed your 30-year refi last year at a rate of 4%. We'll close you again at 3.375% rate and APR. You pay nothing. No deposits, no fees. Easy. Call 866-590-CASH and ask for the do-over refi.
Applicant must meet credit and income requirements. Rate subject to change without notice. See website or call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Loans made pursuant to Department of Corporation's California Finance Lenders Law License. NMLS 38512.
The do-over. 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
The Savage Nation.
This is a really shocking thing that there's no federal intervention here.
Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Savage 855-400-7282. That's the number to call. You're part of the Savage Nation. The recovering congressman, J.D. Hayworth, in for the good Dr. Michael Savage. Back to the phones we go. I mentioned the name Marco Rubio. That's prompted a call from Joel listening on WABC New York. Hi, Joel. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you so much indeed. I really enjoyed you on C-SPAN, you know, when you were running.
So much. And while I appreciate those encouraging words, make the point you'd like to make, Joel.
Today, in an interview, he specifically said two things that were very inane on his part. One, he said we are going to check thoroughly the backgrounds of each and every one of the 11 million before we legalize them. Now, we have in Boston two terrorists. It's now several weeks, and we are still coming up with new revelations regarding their backgrounds. How on earth can they check 11 million's background independently, one at a time? Another point was that he said that those who had been living in this country since before 2011 will be granted amnesty. Baloney. What will happen then about by the time the amnesty is affected, we will be having 3 million, 3 years worth of illegals living in this country. We'll be back to square one within a few years because a lot of them will be ending up on SSI, etc.
Joel, you make a lot of good points. I thank you for the call. Let's get to the principal question, the principal point Joel just made. When Marco Rubio or any of the Gang of Eight, and by the way, do not fall for this garbage about comprehensive immigration reform. Joel had it right. It's amnesty. That's all it is, plain and simple. And there are carve-outs in this new bill that are despicable, ingenious ways to just allow those who have come here illegally to benefit on the backs of hardworking Americans, and continue to put our security at risk. But to the point Joel was making, this notion that somehow this government is going to check on all the illegals who are here and really separate the wheat from the chaff and the hardworking folks from the evildoers and all that, what a bunch of hooey. Joel was right. We couldn't even connect the dots on the two terror brothers in Boston, and revelations continue. And for Rubio and others in the Gang of Eight to say, well, see, this is precisely why we need the bill. Intellectually, it just doesn't add up. Realistically, with a real dose of plain speaking, it's what the late, great General Norman Schwarzkopf defined as bovine scatology. There is no way on earth it makes any sense whatsoever. Let me tell you something else. The number they're using, the quote, 11 million, try 30 million. Oh, yeah, because here is the major problem. You think we would have learned after September 11th, 2001, but we haven't. We've been a nation that's been under attack. We've never effectively secured our borders. Imagine when you leave for work in the morning, you might put a small lock on your front door, but you keep the back door open and all your windows wide open. That's basically what we've done here, failing to secure our borders north and south and our ports of entry. And it's a dereliction of duty so profound that it's absolutely criminal. Memo to Marco Rubio, John McCain, Chuck Schumer, and the rest of that gang. Why don't you get serious? Senator McCain especially, you ran an ad against me where you said, and I quote, "and complete the danged fence." Amidst much fanfare, you supposedly had a bill you wrote to do that. I guess that went into the circular file. Guess that went into file 13. And now in a post-2012 election panic, you have people who ought to know better, people who campaigned in a way diametrically opposed to amnesty, running to it as fast as they can get there. How on earth, in this climate, with these, quote, leaders, end quote, can we ever protect our constitutional republic and the American people? To Florida we go, listening on WCOA. Here's Mark of the Savage Nation.
Hey, J.D., as a 33-year police officer, the only way you can solve these terrorist problems is you have to look at it as a proactive stance. You got to take a proactive stance. You can't be reactive. If certain groups are committing certain types of crimes, those are the groups you look at. And if some people don't like it or if they get inconvenienced or slowed up by it, well, that's just the way it is. You know, sometimes you just got to say enough's enough, too bad. Or you could be reactive and mop up the blood in the streets. I mean, that's it. That's it in a nutshell. You have to handle it proactively.
And proactively means, well, we don't have to call it profile. We can talk about intensive interviews, getting to know you, and find out what you're up to. Mark, a word of wisdom from an honest-to-goodness crime fighter. We appreciate it. Coming up, Boston is bad enough, but Benghazi should remain the focus of our interest as well, and especially the interest of a congressional investigation. Benghazi next hour. J.D. Hayward for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The good doctor is away from the microphone, so he has entrusted me with the awesome responsibility of visiting with you tonight, tomorrow night, and then closing out the work week on Friday right here on the Savage Nation. The recovering congressman, J.D. Hayworth, so honored with this awesome opportunity to be with you. Thank you, Dr. Savage. As always, we invite you to check the website, michaelsavage.com. And you and I have plenty of stories to talk about as we continue to spend time together. And, of course, as we invite your calls, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Now, let me get to something that I have a background in. I guess you'd call it an occupational hazard. No, not occupational hazard, a constitutional mandate for the legislative branch of government. You see, our founders set it up. Our founders, when you really stop and think about our Constitution, the systems of checks and balances, the different powers accorded to different branches of government, to the legislative branch falls the constitutional responsibility for oversight of what our government does, especially the executive branch. And if there ever were a need for oversight and getting to the bottom of something, it comes in the wake of Benghazi, what transpired this past September 11th. And I guess what bugs me the most about all of the issues you and I have discussed heretofore, and no doubt the rest of the issues that will occupy our time, but now with Benghazi front and center, as you and I talk about it this hour, the fact that always and forever, with the crowd in charge in Washington, it's a political problem to be managed. For example, a recent White House press briefing, may have been as recently as earlier today, the question comes up about congressional oversight. We're hearing that there's going to be some sort of action, whether it's government reform and oversight, chaired by Congressman Daryl Issa of California, or whether Congressman Frank Wolf of Virginia gets his way and there is a select congressional committee to deal first, last, and always with what went on in Benghazi. There are questions about, hey, where are the surviving witnesses? Now, I want you to listen to Presidential Press Secretary Jay Carney as if he's copping a plea, as if there's some sort of political statute of limitations on what happened last September 11th at Benghazi. Listen.
Benghazi happened a long time ago. We are unaware of any agency blocking an employee who would like to appear before Congress to provide information related to Benghazi.
Oh, how about that, huh? Quote, Benghazi happened a long time ago. It's not even been a year. I know it seems like several political lifetimes to Jay Carney and others who are part of this administration, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Hey, come on, forget about it. Hey, come on, there's nothing to this. Why, there's nothing at all to this. Benghazi happened a long time ago. Wow. I mentioned congressional oversight. One gentleman with whom I did not have the pleasure of serving, but he reaffirms my faith in the fact that, no, the House is not a home, but people can come and apply their special talents and knowledge. He's a former prosecutor, now a member of Congress from South Carolina. Here is what Congressman Trey Gowdy said the other day on Fox News. Listen.
There are three tranches here. The decision not to provide security beforehand, what happened during the siege, why assets were not employed, and then why Susan Rice misled all of us on five Sunday talk shows. You have competing narratives. You have the so-called Accountability Review Board. What I'm primarily interested in are the eyewitnesses. It is sad that someone would have to cloak themselves in confidentiality for fear of reprisal, but that's where we are.
Oh, speaking of confidentiality, we're going to get to that in just a second. But you talk about this administration, whether at the White House or in the appropriately identified Foggy Bottom, over at the State Department. Here's a great long time. I got to take a breath before I even offer this title to you. Acting Deputy State Department Spokesman Patrick Ventrell. Listen to this line of bovine scatology.
The bottom line is that congressional testimony is at the Deputy Assistant Secretary level and above, and just as you wouldn't have necessarily a soldier or troops called as witnesses, you have their superior officers. That's the same practice for the State Department. And again, I think, as I mentioned, we've had some 8 hearings and 20 briefings and made our senior officials repeatedly available.
Oh, what circumlocutious talk. Oh, what a narrative going round in circles. Why, we don't want you to talk to actual eyewitnesses. See, Trey Gowdy's an old prosecutor, and heck, even though JD in my name stands for John David, not Juris Doctor, I'm not a lawyer, never played one on TV, I'm not going to start on the radio, but as a recovering member of Congress, I understand constitutionally, when you have hearings, you don't look for some pencil pusher down at the State Department some nameless, faceless bureaucrat who'll come down with a line of babble. No, you go get the people who are most affected. Sorry, Patrick Ventrell, but as you vent this tripe to the American people, we have advisors at the senior level and above. We've made them repeatedly available. They're not going to tell us what happened. You need the people who are honestly there to tell us what happened. And guess what? One of them has finally come forward, spoke to Fox News under the cloak of anonymity, listened to what this special operator claims. The special operator says, yep, our military could have gone in to rescue our people in Benghazi.
I know for a fact that C-110, the UCOM SIF, was doing a training exercise, not in the region of Northern Africa, but in Europe. And they had the ability to react and respond. We had the ability to load out, get on birds, and fly there at a minimum stage. C-110 had the ability to be there, in my opinion, in 4 to 6 hours from their European theater. They would have been there before the second attack.
There's the special operator. And I heard all this talk, given where our forces were. General Carter Ham, a guy I met in Iraq, guy who used to be in command in the northern area around Mosul, he was in command of this whole thing. I've heard all sorts of talk about General Ham and what he wanted to do. All sorts of suspicions that Leon Panetta relieved General Ham of his duties because General Ham was willing to go in and protect Americans who are asking for help. Now, just to put it in perspective, an American ambassador was killed. Two former Navy SEALs were killed. A member of the State Department deployed there on diplomatic duty was killed. And the president apparently couldn't be bothered to stay in the Situation Room and was getting ready, if memory serves, to fly to Las Vegas for a fundraiser, given the fact that it was September of 2012 and why there was an election in November of 2012. So now we come full circle. And the president, yesterday at a press conference, the president, you can tell he's a lawyer, an evasive leftist lawyer. Listen to the language he uses to try and get around the question about, hey, are people being blocked from testifying? Here's the president at his press conference. This will be clip 10.
Familiar with this notion that anybody's been blocked from testifying? So what I'll do is I will find out what exactly you're referring to. What I've been very clear about from the start is that our job with respect to Benghazi has been to find out exactly what happened, to make sure that U.S. embassies, not just in the Middle East, but around the world, are safe and secure, and to bring those who carried it out to justice.
Now, somehow, Mr. President, forgive me, but I'm beyond skeptical. I'm downright cynical about what it is you just said. Not familiar with anybody who's been blocked from testifying. Now, is that not a classic case of Clintonese lawyerly evasion? Oh, I'm not familiar. Huh. I may know their names. I may have ordered them to keep their mouths shut, but I'm not really familiar with them. I'm not on a first-name basis with them. This is our commander-in-chief. The guy who couldn't be bothered in the Situation Room. This is why congressional oversight is needed. And if it's not going to come out of Darrell Issa's committee, well, I'll tell you what, I like what Frank Wolf is trying to do. There should be a select congressional committee on Benghazi. John Boehner and those guys better move forward right now. What do you think? 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Your calls are next. It's J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly. She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
Right. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
His gas was better.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Wasting too much time on the internet? Put your time to good use. Make the internet come to you. Become a KSFO insider online now. Click the VIP club at KSFO.com. Get the best damn morning show insider information from Brian Sussman and Melanie Morgan. KSFO deals, ticket giveaways, exclusive content.
But you can't win if you don't get the email.
Join the KSFO VIP club now online at KSFO.com.
American Vision Windows, it's a name you can trust. They've installed my windows, and I am so pleased. And here's the special spring offer from American Vision Windows. You're going to get free installation when you order your windows from American Vision Windows. And you're also going to have the sound coming into your home reduced because they're going to give you a free sound package upgrade. And, of course, these windows have better weather stripping. This is up to a $2,000 value. Better weather stripping because it's triple thin weather stripping. Better screens because they're treated with Microban. That's a coating that reduces pollen and dust entering your home to help you breathe easier and cleaner whether your windows are open and closed. And, of course, these new windows from American Vision Windows are so energy efficient. And they look beautiful inside and out. Okay, call to get an estimate on this special spring offer. American Vision Windows, 888-392-4343. AmericanVisionWindows.com, 888-392-4343. CSLB number 778326.
Experience the romance of seaplanes at the Hiller Aviation Museum this weekend. Flying boats from all over arrive Saturday for this first-ever exposition. There are special presentations and a celebration of the grand opening of the new centerpiece exhibit, the Albatross, which followed the flight path of Amelia Earhart around the world. It's Seaplane Adventures, Saturday 10 till 3 at the Hiller Aviation Museum in San Carlos at 101 and Redwood Shores Parkway and at Hiller.org.
Diamonds, the jewelry exchange, has major interests in overseas diamond offices and cutting factories. We have one of the largest selections and some of the best deals you'll find anywhere. 1-carat certified solitaires are $19.90, certified 3/4 carat $12.90, and half-carat solitaires are just $4.99. Our diamond inventory includes rare, GIAD flawless, and triple excellent makes. The Jewelry Exchange has the latest designer styles and will set your diamond while you watch. Seen a design elsewhere? Bring us the design and we can customize it for you on our 3D CAD system and save you as much as 50%. Center of My World pendants are $2.99, half-carat halo rings are $5.99, and 2/5 carat studs are $199. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of rings, bracelets, pendants, and earrings guaranteed to appraise for double. That's right, double. Some restrictions apply. plus no interest for 6 months. Buy Factory Direct and Save, the Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City. 650-367-6500. That's the Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City or online at jewelryexchange.com.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You are a part of the Savage Nation. Michael Savage, away from the microphone, the good doctor has given me the awesome responsibility of spending time with you over the next three evenings. The recovering congressman, J.D. Hayworth, saying, let's get right to the phones, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. It is long past time for the right kind of hearings, the right kind of congressional oversight about what went on at Benghazi. Fox News interviews a special operator. The special operator's voice altered. You don't think this guy, it took some guts for him to testify, or at least to provide the interview? That guy and others should be on Capitol Hill. As much as I like Darrell Issa with the Government Reform and Oversight Committee, in this instance, I'm going with Congressman Frank Wolf. There should be a select committee to deal with nothing but Benghazi and get to the bottom of what happened. Let's get to the phone calls from Naples, Florida. Here is Mary on the Savage Nation.
Barack,
hi, Mary.
Should be impeached by the way he did not handle Benghazi. His job as commander-in-chief is to protect our military, our Navy SEALs, and our embassy, and he did not do that, and he should be impeached.
Mary, thanks for the call. Before we go to that I word, the other I word, investigate, i.e. have the oversight, that needs to happen before you move to something as constitutionally, well, as difficult as impeachment. I know I voted for articles of impeachment against Bill Clinton and then saw some folks in the United States Senate try to figure out a way to give Mr. Clinton, who was impeached, who did commit perjury, basically give him a pass. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Eric is listening to us on WABC New York. Eric, you're on the Savage Nation.
How you doing?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, go.
Yeah, I completely agree that the whole Benghazi thing, something definitely was covered up there, and it's just frustrating that it's been 6 months now, and only now are we starting to hear about it. And the only reason I think we're starting to hear about it now is because of this Boston bombing. Essentially, the Boston bombing that occurred made it so that the media is unable to suppress other stories that are going on around the world, such as with, like, Syria and Iran and North Korea. I feel it's not right in front of our face, so the media is able to select what we hear. But when you have a bombing occur in Boston in our own country, now Obama's in trouble because he can't ignore it. He can't sweep it under the rug anymore. It happened right here in front of our eyes, and people want answers. So I think that we're going to see a lot of stuff starting to unravel now in terms of, you know, different things that might have been corrupt or wrong.
Well, Eric, it's an interesting theory you put forward, and thanks for the call. Number one, you talk about the agenda-setting function of traditional media outlets. They say it's important, so, well, we go along with it. We say it's important, too. But yes, being overtaken by events. But I will tell you this: there's something else, a little more basic to this, and it is simply what the Constitution provides. And it may not sound really very sexy, but it is something very important, and that's the legitimate constitutional role of oversight. And the mystery to me, and I know a big report was just released. What, last week? John Boehner, the House Republicans, on the whole deal with Hillary. Yeah, well, fine and good. But let me tell you something. There's a lot more than just a report authored by the House Armed Services Chairman, Buck McKeon of California, and others. There need to be hearings. There needs to be a select committee on this topic. And yeah, you're right about what you had to say. They can't keep this bottled up if the Congress will do its job. On line 8 from Las Vegas, it's my radio doppelganger, it's J.D. J.D., you're with J.D. on the Savage Nation.
I can't believe it. J.D., correct me if I'm wrong, an ambassador is the equivalent of a flag officer.
That is correct. That is why what happened to the ambassador there at Benghazi is something that we absolutely need the answer to. J.D., you make a very, very valid point. I thank you for the phone call. We understand what was going on. There was an election to win. Mr. Obama won that election. But will we get to the bottom of Benghazi? 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. You've got the recovering Congressman J.D. Hayworth, so honored to be behind this microphone for Michael Savage as you're a part of the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-828-8995. That's 1-800-828-8995. 1-800-828-8995 or go to web.com/radio.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Talk 560 KSFO. There's still no planned fix for the broken giant bolts on the new eastern span of the Bay Bridge. Because of that, there's a chance the planned Labor Day opening could get postponed. With the opening of the bridge up in the air, the big Labor Day bash that has been planned to celebrate the opening has today been postponed. California has filed a lawsuit against Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, and other food retailers, alleging they are selling ginger and plum candies tainted with lead without warning labels required by state law. Taking a look at the roadway 70 crash, northbound 680 before Highway 242 in Concord, right lanes blocked there. Northbound 101 Cloverdale Boulevard in Cloverdale, right lanes blocked by an accident. And eastbound 580 before North First crash may still be blocking the right lane. Been there about 45 minutes. Either way, traffic is going to be a little heavy as you make your way past Airway Boulevard. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
I need to lose 10 pounds, but I just don't have time to exercise.
With Live Skinny, losing the weight is as simple as drinking from a water bottle. And today you can get Live Skinny for free.
I just drink water?
Yes, it's literally weight loss support in a water bottle. Want proof? The active ingredients in Live Skinny, endorsed by celebrity TV doctors, showed how Live Skinny boosts your body's own natural metabolism and burns away the fat. All you have to do is drink. With clinically proven ingredients, Live Skinny's raspberry ketone, green coffee bean, African mango extract, and Garcinia Cambogia are guaranteed to help you lose weight. And right now, it's free.
How do I get it for free?
Free trials of Live Skinny are available right now at freeliveskinny.com. Get rid of those nagging 10 to 20 pounds. Women reported losing up to 11 pounds in the first week. In fact, a 10-week study shows participants lost an average of 28 pounds and over 18% of their body fat. So get your free Live Skinny trial today at freeliveskinny.com. But hurry, this free trial offer is only available to the first 100 people 18 years or older. So lose the weight and live skinny at freeliveskinny.com.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
You are on the Savage Nation. The recovering Congressman J.D. Hayworth in for the good Dr. Michael Savage. More of your calls ahead, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. If you're just joining us, this hour, Benghazi has been our focus. I mean, we had this rather incredible observation from Presidential Press Secretary Jay Carney that Benghazi happened, quote, a long time ago. Really? A long period of time from last September to now, the 1st of May, that was a long time ago. Of course, the whole notion of deniability, plausible deniability, lawyerly evasions, well, leave it to our commander-in-chief at his infamous press conference the other day to offer a lawyerly evasion when it comes to the question of, so, are the survivors, are the eyewitnesses who survived Benghazi, are they going to testify to any congressional committee? Listen to the words of our president from his recent press conference.
I'm not familiar with this notion that anybody's been blocked from testifying. So what I'll do is I will find out what exactly you're referring to. What I've been very clear about from the start is that our job with respect to Benghazi has been to find out exactly what happened, to make sure that U.S. embassies, not just in the Middle East, but around the world, are safe and secure, and to bring those who carried it out to justice.
Now, when I heard this again, I wanted you to hear this if you're just joining us, but do you hear the lawyer speak? What I used to call Clinton ease, the evasions. It's important to take this literally. What the president says, quote, I'm not familiar with the notion that anybody has been blocked. Of course not. It's not a notion, Mr. President. You've made it a reality. You and your crowd have done your dead level best to suppress the real story of Benghazi, in my opinion. Lawyerly evasion or not, the president's comments at his press conference prompted this response from Dr. Charles Krauthammer with Bill O'Reilly on the Fox News Channel. Listen.
Obama was asked about the story that broke last night on Fox that the State Department administration is threatening State Department career employees who want to talk about what really happened at Benghazi. The president's answer, he hadn't heard about that. That's, you know, that could be true, a little bit hard to believe. That was, I thought, rather stunning.
Well, far be it from me to criticize Dr. Krauthammer. Obviously, one of our outstanding opinion leaders and pundits. But it's not that the president didn't know about it. Remember, he used the term, I'm not familiar with the notion. A lawyerly evasion, obviously. Wow. Sometimes you just have to take the language, and it's almost, I know that back when grammar used to be taught in the elementary schools and you had to diagram a sentence, well, I don't know if you have to go to that extreme and point out the verbs and the adverbs and the articles and the gerunds and all those, and God forbid there's a dangling participle or two. But you sit down and take the language, take it literally, and you see how the evasions are set up in it. And no, I'm not overstudying it. But you might think I am, and if you have that point of view, fine, we can talk about it. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Back to the phones. Checking in from Connecticut on line 6. Benny, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yeah, I've got two thoughts on the Benghazi thing. The first is that in order for us to truly hold anyone, the administration, accountable, we've got to deal with the issues we've got here at home with possible martial law tests, the Boston bombing and the stabbing in California where they've locked down communities, you know, over things that we've had just as bad or worse in our country without having lockdowns like that before. And the second being that conveniently at the time that they're doing this, now the Benghazi stuff starts resurfacing to distract us from the fact that they're doing that.
Wow. Benny, I want to thank you for the call. I don't share the notion that Benghazi is, quote, a distraction. And when it comes to martial law, I got to tell you this in all sincerity. I do believe that, and although the law enforcement officials in Boston talked about, we have winter storms, close down the city, I think we can get through this. I don't know so much if it's a prototype for, quote, martial law. But as you were mentioning that, I think back to the riots, the race riots of the 1960s, and how many cities were put on curfew. And I didn't think Lyndon Johnson was trying to declare martial law. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm pretty skeptical. Heck no, I'm downright cynical about a lot of what Mr. Obama does. I don't think it was a test run for martial law. I happen to believe it was an overreaction. I don't know why you didn't go into, what was it, Watertown, where you didn't go right to where the guy was. And now we're getting stories that even with that, where the guy ended up in the boat, the surviving terrorist brother, how unfortunately the cops missed that block initially in going through to deal with that. And I'm not here to pick on the cops. I'll just tell you right now, there's a lot more at stake in what happened in Boston than a, quote, crime. I maintain it was an act of war, and I will tell you it is especially troubling. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Listening to us on WWIQ in Philadelphia on line 5, here is John. John, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Oh, hey, I'm from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. My name is Joe also.
I'm sorry, Joe. We'll make those corrections, and thanks for listening from the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton area. Go right ahead, sir.
Okay, sure. All the dilemma that has gone on with the untruths and, you know, people are supposed to be standing up for us to protect us, a lot of people drop the ball. And it starts off basically with Mueller, the man ahead of the FBI. But even when you go back to what you were speaking about Benghazi, that there where we had thought that people were our friends and basically destroyed American lives and humiliated us in the American government, not giving us the truth about everything.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is this, and this is why, and thanks for the call, John. This is why we get back to basics. And this is why the Constitution means something, and it's not a dry recitation of facts that you tried to dimly recall from ninth grade civics. This is why congressional committees, why Congress has a constitutional charge to deal with oversight, and this is why the committees better move forward. And again, I think there should be a select committee on Benghazi. But this is not about finger-pointing and playing a stunt. This is to get to the bottom of what happened. Because goodness knows, there's a lot we have never, ever, ever found out about. And now, from a free press, we're finally getting the information. A remarkable interview the other night on Fox News. Interesting how the Alphabet Network stay away from all this. The special operator whose voice was altered, he tells us in that fateful Benghazi attack that, yep, the U.S. could have intervened where we had forces deployed. I tell you what, I just want you to listen to clip 12. Again, we do not know the identity of this special operator, but what he has to say should be of special interest to you. Clip 12, here is that anonymous special operator from Fox News with the voice electronically altered.
They would have been there at a minimum to provide a quick reaction force that could facilitate their exfil out of the problem situation. Nobody knew how it was going to develop. And you hear a whole bunch of people and a whole bunch of advisors say, hey, we wouldn't have sent them there because, you know, the security was an unknown situation. If it's an unknown situation, at a minimum, you send forces there to facilitate the exfil or medical injuries. We could have sent a C-130 to Benghazi to provide medical evacuation for the injured.
So it could have even been like, and I don't know the exact terminology here, but it almost sounds like a somewhat benign trip to just get the people out, not to take any provocative action, but just to get the people out who are wounded and hurt and just get them out of there. That's what exfil. You have infiltration, you have exfiltration, exfil. And so they're kind of like that. But it still prompts a question about why the special operator feels that his voice has to be altered, he has to appear in silhouette, he has to maintain anonymity. Clip 13 explains the rationale behind the special operator not voicing his concerns until now and the realities of trying to tell the truth in this age of Obama. Listen to clip 13.
The problem is, you know, you got guys in my position, you got guys in special operations community who are still active and still involved, and they would be decapitated if they came forward with information that could affect high-level commanders. I don't blame them for not coming forward, you know. It's something that's a risky, especially in our line of profession, to say anything about anything in the realm of politics.
Now understand, these are guys who put their lives on the line, but they're not quite willing to part with a job of work now or that pension. And boy, you get disciplinary action coming down on your heads. That's why it doesn't have to be Kafka-esque, just has to be the threat to the old pension. You know what's interesting? Think back years ago to when General Colin Powell wrote his autobiography. And do you remember reading how his aunt was so concerned when she discovered that her nephew was going to make a career of the military and how he put her mind at ease saying, well, Auntie, when I finish my time in the military, I'll have a pension. And so for his aunt, oh, my Colin will have a pension. It's okay. Now, never mind the fact that between active duty and a pension, there's some risky stuff involved. Why do I mention that? It's not in any way to demean Colin Powell or his aunt, but to make it illustrative of a mindset that tends to envelop us to the point where, you know what? I got my years in. I just can't say anything. And if I'm not criticizing the unnamed special operations guy who came forward. I appreciate his candor. And the fact is, that's going on. The pressure is immense. When we come back, you heard that spokesman talk about the commanders, the military leaders. When we come back, a flashback. When you hear the guy, thankfully no longer chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and his story, just to put this all in perspective, you need to hear this one more time. Plus, I'll hear from you again. We'll all hear from you. 855-400-7282. The recovering congressman, J.D. Hayworth, in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
Savage.
You know, I don't impress easily. You know that. So here's reason number five why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Free face-to-face virtual design consultation. Instead of some pushy interior designer coming over and pressuring you to buy window coverings, just connect with a Blinds.com design expert using your smartphone, tablet, or webcam for free. It's like having a decorator looking over your shoulder, helping you select the perfect blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Free online how-to videos make installation very simple, but if you'd rather, they'll send over a pro installer to do it for you. Look, even if you miss measure. Improbable. They'll remake it for free. You hear me? Free. And be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They're beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in about a minute. No tools, no drilling, no brackets. Go to Blinds.com where you always get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. Plus, free cordless upgrades on many of their most popular products now. And remember this, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement store prices, period. So go to Blinds.com.
For people with Identity Guard identity theft protection, life is good. Really good. That's because they bank and shop on their computers and mobile devices, knowing that Identity Guard is there to help protect them and their kids. It's not that they're being reckless. It's just that they don't have to worry as much about their personal information because Identity Guard's powerful protection is working for them 24 hours a day. Protection so powerful, Identity Guard was recently rated best in prevention, and you can get Identity Guard for less than a dollar a day. Sign up at identityguard.com/dollar, and if you sign up now, Identity Guard will add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Worry less and enjoy life more with top-rated identity theft protection for you and your kids for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar. Identity Guard. Life is good.
KSFO listeners have been responding in great numbers to Plumbing Tech and Repipe, a Bay Area-wide full-service plumbing company that will replace your old galvanized pipes with brand new copper pipes all in one day. That's one day, my friends. Brian Sussman here to tell you that many homes, especially older homes, were built with galvanized pipes which rust and deteriorate over time. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure so you don't have to worry about getting scalded or frozen in the shower from someone turning on a sprinkler, the washing machine, the dishwasher, or flushing the toilet. All the work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential jobs. Their rates are extremely competitive. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe right now, and they'll throw in a brand new residential tankless water heater. That's a $1,600 value with every repipe job they complete. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. 866-201-8682. PlumbingTechAndRepipe.com.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 to noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is the Savage Nation. Recovering Congressman J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage. Dr. Savage, thanks for the opportunity to have this awesome responsibility and sit behind this microphone. Now, before the break, we heard extended comments from a special operator who had inside knowledge that, yeah, we could have gotten help to those brave ex-SEALs engaged in that firefight. We could have gotten help to the ambassador holed up in Benghazi, along with another State Department official. All four of them died. We could have gotten them help, says this anonymous special operator who... It really took guts, and of course Fox News cloaked the identity of this person, electronically altered their voice. And just to put this in perspective, I want you to hear the testimony from a few months after Benghazi, the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Mike Mullen. Now, as I understand it, Mike Mullen came from a family with roots in Hollywood. I'm not a big fan of Mike Mullen's. I appreciate his service, but it seems to me that as chairman of the Joint Chiefs, he was far more of a political military man than a straight military man. Let's hear the official word from Mike Mullen just a few months after Benghazi.
There simply was not enough time for U.S. military forces to have made a difference. Having said that, it is not reasonable nor feasible to tether U.S. forces at the ready to respond to protect every high-risk post in the world.
Wow. There's Mike Mullen. If you're in the Foreign Service, If you have labored hard, and I think especially of those career diplomats, not the guys who pay out all the dough or who are the big fundraisers. And let me just pull back the curtain for a second. Technically, there is no quid pro quo, something for something, but traditionally, presidents of both parties have saved plum ambassadorial assignments for some of their best fundraisers, for the guys who put together the dough to get them elected in the first place. For example, becoming ambassador to the Court of St. James in the United Kingdom, that's one of the big gigs. Becoming the ambassador, the American ambassador to France. And oh, you ought to see the embassy and the grounds in Paris. I know, I was there. Pamela Harriman had that gig. At one point in time, she was Winston Churchill's granddaughter, but she came to the U.S. of A., married Averill Harriman. Oh, Bill Clinton took a liking to her because she could raise money, and as a doyen of the Democratic Party, Pamela Harriman became the United States ambassador to France. So with the big glamorous posts, the fundraisers usually get those gigs. But I'm talking about the career diplomats who go to the places, the small African nations, the countries that are far from glamorous, oh, you know, places like Libya, Syria, what Mike Mullen had to say should trouble everyone in the Foreign Service. In other words, yeah, you may have a couple of Marines at your embassy, but you really can't expect the United States to, even if we have troops in position, you really can't expect us to come protect you if you're an American citizen in the diplomatic service of your country. Good luck. You're on your own. Mike Mullen, in my opinion, towing the administration's line, which is all about how we can't do it, how we can't solve any problems, how it's just impossible for America to act in the interests of Americans, especially abroad. When we come back, another chilling action taken against members of our military, their very rights constitutionally taken away. That story's next on the Savage Nation. Well, let me offer a friendly amendment to that wonderful introduction. Obviously, you hear this voice, you go, wait a minute, that's not Michael Savage. You would be correct. The recovering Congressman J.D. Hayworth, honored to have this awesome responsibility to be behind the microphone for Michael Savage here as you are a part of the Savage Nation. And of course, in addition to listening to this broadcast, we invite you to visit the website michaelsavage.com. Among the stories there, we talked about charges involving some other, quote, students in Boston after the fact, dealing with the terrorist brothers there. There's another story, though, and as it develops, the whole notion of what has gone on in Saudi Arabia, you may have seen a report mentioned earlier today from the Daily Mail in the United Kingdom that the older terrorist brother tried to visit Saudi Arabia and the Saudis wouldn't let him in. Well, there's an update to that story. Now, Saudi diplomats in Washington are saying, no, there's nothing to that. It's kind of curious. Kind of curious after the story is out there in the Daily Mail, seem to have all the sources that now at least the Washington embassy of the Saudi government, perhaps at the behest of this administration, say, that report's erroneous. That older terrorist brother, no, he wasn't trying to come to Saudi Arabia. There's nothing to that story. Of course, it is interesting, you know, when our troops have been stationed in Islamic nations in the Middle East, those troops, especially those who are Christian, cannot have their Bibles, cannot have any sectarian displays in nations such as Saudi Arabia. And apparently that idea, at least if the story posted today at Breitbart.com has any veracity, and I happen to believe that it does because the byline belongs to my old pal Ken Klukowski. I remember Ken in his younger days as a conservative activist in Arizona back in my early days in Congress. And Ken continues outstanding work at Breitbart.com. Breaking news, Pentagon confirms that, well, I will just read from Ken's article at Breitbart.com. The Pentagon has released a statement confirming that soldiers could be prosecuted for promoting their faith. Quote, religious proselytization is not permitted within the Department of Defense. Court martials and non-judicial punishments are decided on a case-by-case basis, close quote. Clint Kukowski and Breitbart News following this. Mikey Weinstein is the guy who's been tasked by Obama Pentagon appointees to develop court-martial procedures to punish Christians in the military who express or share their faith. The earlier report at Breitbart. Mikey Weinstein, the head of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, says Christians, including chaplains, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in the military are guilty of, quote, treason and of committing an act of, quote, spiritual rape, end quote. That's what's going on. And you wonder why special operators have to mask their voices? We talked about this earlier. You heard the electronically altered voice of a special operator who talked to Fox News, say, oh, yeah, we could have gotten people there. And our commander-in-chief and others in command actually wanted to help Americans at Benghazi. I just want you to listen to this final comment. Again, there is some distortion, but that is the alteration that took place. I want you to hear the frustration that even comes through the electronically altered voice of the special operator who basically now is a whistleblower on what has gone on at Benghazi. This is clip 14.
It's frustrating. It's upsetting, especially being in the community. The hardest thing to deal with in any kind of, you know, dangerous scenario or gunfight is, you know, we always look to each other to help each other. And that's how we get through situations. It's not about the assets overhead. It's about the guys on the ground.
Wow, it's a good thing that special ops guy didn't quote scripture, greater love have no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. According to Mikey Weinstein at the Pentagon, if I were a member of the military and I cited that, and I invited you to reflect on that from the gospel message, at least based on what I'm reading from Ken Klukowski at Breitbart.com, Mikey Weinstein would think that is an act, quote, of spiritual rape, end quote. Elections mean something. Elections have consequences. It's bad enough, the challenges we face with this commander-in-chief, but it is his subordinates in kind that at times are even more problematic. People's Exhibit A at the Pentagon, Mikey Weinstein, tasked with figuring out ways to court-martial members of the military, including Christian chaplains, for sharing their faith. Oh. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Back to the phones, Baton Rouge in Louisiana. Here is Tina on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Gravy, it's so nice to talk to you.
Thank you, Tina. Glad to have you along.
Well, when I heard that comment, and I've heard it many times today because I've been listening to this, I listen to talk radio, what astounds me is that they have to distort. These are members of the military. They have to hire a lawyer, distort their faces, and distort their voices in order to tell the truth. That, yes, we could have gotten there. We could have helped these people. We could have sent, at the very least, a helicopter, an emergency helicopter, or whatever they called it. I think it was a 120 or, I don't know.
Well, they have a variety of aircraft and a variety of military assets that they could have sent in. You make a very valid point, Tina, and I want to thank you very much for the point you make, which is central to this. Wow, the guy's identity has to be hidden. His voice has to be electronically altered. And, yeah, there were people in position to help out. It's interesting, but let me get to this call. A caller from Savannah, Georgia, checking in. I believe this is Javier. Javier, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, sir. I just want to please have the Savage audience to pay attention to this special operator. As a former member of the military, I know that if anybody gets a call to go out to the rescue of any of our men, women, or civilians, they would have swam. Forget about flying or driving anywhere. They would have swum to go to the rescue. They're never going to leave anybody behind. Just look back at 93 back in Somalia. Those guys were ready to go back in and finish the job that they were kept from finishing. Our guys have honor, loyalty, and a sense of commitment. Mission first.
So, Javier, you're telling us, and again, this is not inside knowledge, but this is the culture of the military, and I take it you served in the military, correct?
Yes, sir.
And just the culture that imbues you to stand up for Americans in trouble, for comrades in arms, that the culture is inculcated with that, so you don't have to know the whys and wherefores or have any special knowledge of this special operator or special forces. You're just absolutely convinced that from a cultural standpoint and a call of duty, this guy is telling the truth.
That's right, sir. And if they call, we'll be there to make them sure that anyone providing a threat to them is neutralized.
I want to thank you for your call, Javier. I want to thank you for your service. So, Javier calls just based on what he went through in the military. And maybe you've served this nation, too. And the words of this special operations official, though cloaked electronically, come through with stunning, dramatic clarity. So the question becomes, what's next? 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. It's the recovering congressman, J.D. Hayworth, in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hey, this is Walt Clyde Frazier with a message for every man listening right now. Are you making more bathroom trips than you used to? Are you waking up at night to go? If you said yes, I want you to take down a phone number. Because for a limited time, you can try free bottles Super Beta Prostate. You heard right, you can try the most trusted supplement for prostate health free. Super Beta Prostate is my number one pick for men over 40 because it has ingredients shown to reduce bathroom trips and reduce waking at night to go. I like it because it's all natural and it works. If I didn't believe in Super Beta, I wouldn't be here telling you about it. Take it from Clyde. You have got to make this call.
Call for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. For details, just call 1-800-794-5642. Hurry. This free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-794-5642. That's 1-800-794-5642. Call 1-800-794-5642.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, and I'm here to talk to you about Ovation Cell Therapy. Hey, guys, guess what? Just a little heads up. Mother's Day is just around the corner, and mom wants to look fabulous. Let me tell you, get the woman in your life a brand new head of hair from Ovation Cell Therapy. Its three-step process takes your hair from broken, dry, brittled, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair just within the first couple of washes. Think about all the styling mom does, the curling iron, the straighteners, the perms, all of that damages your hair. And there are no products out there that can take your hair back to its healthy state. accept ovation. It does it with its three-step process, and you'll feel the difference within the first couple times that you use it. And they have a special offer going on right now. If you go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout, you'll get a special introductory offer. Again, that's ovationhair.com. And don't you forget our call letters, KSFO at checkout, so you get a special introductory discount.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. The fact that a special operations, well, a special operator would come forward, voice electronically altered, identity obviously obscured, and appear on a major cable network, and say, oh, yeah, we could have gotten people. Could have gotten people there to help Americans in trouble, Americans who died at Benghazi last September 11th. I'm telling you, that select congressional committee should move forward on this. It is serious business. Let's get back to the phones from Norfolk, Virginia, on line two. Here is Brian on the Savage Nation.
Congressman, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, indeed.
I just wonder, what if that investigation finds out that Obama knew about all this beforehand? He was the one that refused the ambassador, the additional security, all of that. What are they going to do? An impeachment doesn't mean anything if you can't get a conviction in the Senate. And no political party in this country will ever impeach their president.
Well, I don't know. I just went through an impeachment. Now, what you're talking about is the United States Senate. Now, understand, the Senate is where the impeachment trial would take place, and we're dealing with hypotheticals, first of all. Bandying words like impeachment around, it should never be done cavalierly. But accepting your premise... And what if two mighty big words in terms of their importance, but understand that there has to come together, and we're leaving something out of the equation, and that is public opinion and the concerns of the American people. Now, it could be that the cult of personality is so strong that people just don't care. It could be that you have a, and I know because I voted for all four articles of impeachment against William Jefferson Clinton that resulted in a trial in the Senate that, well, didn't get anywhere. Did not convict President Clinton. And so while President Clinton was impeached, he was not convicted. What you come down to, the common denominator in all of this, whether it's United States senators, United States congressmen, someone serving in the presidency, or someone who's a citizen, is where does the public check in on this? Who's going to be accountable? Will there be a failure of nerve? Will there be an effort just to say, well, enough is enough, and we're just going to let this go? It's a possibility, but that does not mean that Congress should not fulfill its basic oversight requirements. Because we say, well, what if he knew? Well, what if it turns out he did not? And it's still fair to say, if we're playing what if, that at least is likewise a possibility to keep in mind. Thanks very much for the call, Brian. 855-400-7282. We heard from Brian in the Tidewater area of Virginia. Let's go to another Brian deep in the heart of Texas on line six. Brian, I understand that you have a background in the Marine Corps.
I do.
Welcome.
I served in the military also, and I'm a veteran now, so I can speak freely I can speak my opinion openly about the president. I'm pretty upset with his overall performance, but the Benghazi issue has been the most difficult for me. And I just wanted to speculate. I've heard from a number of commentators that it seems like he was distracted on the night of the attack by the election, and I just want to speculate that it was probably more than distraction, that it just goes right along with his track record of not wanting to confront Muslims. So I really believe he was cutting his losses, and he just left them out there to die.
Well, again now, since you're out of the Corps and you can speak freely, let me ask you this question. As Commander-in-Chief, was that a dereliction of duty on the part of this president?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, I think he's betrayed the service members and the ambassador and their families, and there's been a continual betrayal of those people. You can see it in the way that Jay Carney addressed the question today. Well, it was a long time ago, as though it were decades and decades ago, and there were people who still were not looking for answers.
Yeah, for crying out loud, it's been less than a year. A long time ago, I think not. Brian, we thank you very much for your call and your service in the Marine Corps. So there you hear it from a Marine no longer on active duty. As he says, he has the ability to speak freely. And he believes our president, based on this pattern, tactical decision or no, he believes it to be a dereliction of duty. More of your calls ahead. J.D. Hayworth for Michael Savage. You're part of the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fowler, Sound Talk 560 KSFO. California appears to be over-medicating its inmates, so says the man appointed by a federal court to purchase prison pharmaceuticals. The state is spending far more on antipsychotic drugs than other states with large prison systems, which has raised concerns about whether patients are receiving proper treatment. There's still no planned fix for the broken bolts at the new eastern span of the Bay Bridge. Because of that, there's a chance the planned Labor Day opening could get postponed. With the opening of the bridge up in the air, now the big Labor Day bash planned to celebrate the opening has officially been postponed. Taking a look at the roadway, still working a crash. North Bay, eastbound 37, Wilson Avenue. It's in the center divide. And still have an accident being reported to Gravenstein Highway, westbound before Highway 12 in Sebastopol. Weather is going to be hot tomorrow again. Record-breaking heat. Heat advisory from 1 to 9 p.m. I'm Dave Fauch, KSFO.
My wife and I purchased our Danmer custom shutters close to 15 years ago, and they look as wonderful today as they did the day they were installed. Hey, Brian Sussman here. We wanted quality that would last, something that would enhance the value of our home and energy efficiency. You know, drapes, blinds, or those other shutters just weren't going to cut it for us. Call Danmer today for your free design quote, just as we did, 800-378-5599. And listen to this offer. Besides reducing your monthly energy bill, you'll get $500 in a federal tax credit and save 25% during their spring shutter sale. Danmer shutters are high-quality, genuine, American-made shutters that always garner compliments. Call 800-378-5599. Get your $500 federal tax credit and 25% off during their special spring sale on now. Again, 800-378-5599 or Danmer.com.
Danmer Shutters license number 574304.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Attention homeowners, rates have dropped again and are at all-time historic lows. If you refinanced your mortgage into a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate within the last 18 months, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. We'll redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. That's right, no title fees, no appraisal fees, no escrow fees, no fees, period. With fixed rates at 60-year lows, you may be able to start saving money immediately, and it won't cost you a dime. It's really that easy. We'll refinance your loan and we pay for everything. Call Home and Loan Finders now to lock in a low fixed rate today with 0 points or fees at 800-724-8847. Even if you're in process with another lender, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. Call 800-724-8847. That's 800-724-8847. 800-724-8847. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms are subject to change and not all applicants may qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, number 01837288. NMLS number 308085.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
You are on the Savage Nation. It's the recovering Congressman J.D. Hayworth in for the good Dr. Michael Savage. Michael, thanks for this opportunity, and wherever you are, well, not if you're behind the wheel of a car, but later we want you to go to your website, michaelsavage.com, the website offered by Michael Savage. Stories of great interest and import you can find there. We've been discussing some of them during the course of this broadcast, and your phone calls continue to come in at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Now, before the break, a Marine veteran called us, and he said that just based on what he's hearing about Benghazi, He believes that our commander-in-chief, well, he said he thought it was a dereliction of duty. Back to the phones we go. Granted, this is speculation. This underscores the need for a definitive select committee to investigate exactly what happened at Benghazi. But back to the phones we go. Line 3, listening to us on KSFO. Here is Mike on the Savage Nation.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Congressman. I, too, served in the military. I served 25 years in the Navy. And this isn't speculation on my part. One thing I know for sure is every president since 1941 has asked the same question when something's come up. Where's my aircraft carriers? And this man had two readily available in the area with aircraft that could have been over on top of that spot within 30 to 40 minutes. And that's a fact I know. So every time I hear about Benghazi and where was the Air Force or where was the Army responding, where was the Navy? That's my question.
And as a Navy veteran, and you bring up the assets that the Navy has, the aircraft carriers in the Gulf, what could have transpired? Valid points. Mike, we thank you for the call. We thank you for your service in the United States Navy. You know, this is the great thing about talking to you. When you get away from all the talking points in Washington, all the verbal gymnastics, and you get to the common sense of the American people, and especially those who have worn the uniform and stood in the gap for our country, it's mighty impressive. Back to the phones we go. The topic continues to be Benghazi. Oh, we should also point out Breitbart.com. The story about how members of the military, including chaplains, could be court-martialed for sharing their Christian faith. But still on Benghazi from Massachusetts on line 4, here is Steve. Hi, Steve.
Yeah, I just want to reiterate what that other Navy guy said. I was also in the Navy with the reserves on active duty also. Where were our aircraft carriers? They're in the Mediterranean. The Sixth Fleet is right there. Within less than an hour, they could have been there. Communications, I'm sure the ambassador had said, hey, we need help. They got that information. They could have gotten it to the aircraft carriers. They could have scrambled some jets immediately to help those guys out. And they could have even bombed them with missiles or something like that. But they could have strafed the whole area and helped at least. So they're saying 6 hours, 3 hours from Italy and all that. Yes, that's true. But our aircraft carriers are in the area anyway. And within less than an hour, they could have gotten there to help these guys. So dereliction of duty, you bet. I personally point the finger at Obama. He's responsible for their deaths. And Congress better do an investigation on this stuff. Unbelievable.
Hey, Steve, as the second Navy veteran in a row to be on the phone, while I've got you here, I want you to hear something. Maybe you heard it earlier, but I think I just want to get your reaction to it. Guys, let's go back to clip 7. This is an audio cut from the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen. This is what he said about U.S. military forces and Benghazi. And Steve, I want to get your reaction to it. Let's listen to clip 7.
There simply was not enough time for U.S. military forces to have made a difference. Having said that, it is not reasonable nor feasible to tether U.S. forces at the ready to respond to protect every high-risk post in the world.
You hear that as a Navy veteran, Steve, and that's the admiral. That's the guy who used to be chairman of the Joint Chiefs. What's your reaction to that statement from Admiral Mike Mullen?
And he was not very well liked, by the way, by a lot of Navy guys, to let you know about that.
Uh-huh.
To say that, to not respond, okay, you can't tether everything, you can't protect everybody, that's correct. But when something is happening, they could have scrambled immediately. That's baloney. Like the other guy said, the Navy guy before me, and also I'm saying within an hour they could have gotten somebody there to help do something.
Steve, I thank you for your call. Well, you heard from Steve. Well-spoken, well-reasoned voice of experience, and likewise, the Navy veteran from San Francisco who called earlier. So you've got that going. And they say, whoa, here's something, time out, something obvious. Admiral Mullen, Mr. President, we got aircraft carriers. We got a Sixth Fleet. Mercy. And while you have this kind of spin from the top, now we're hearing about those who, even chaplains, Christian chaplains, conceivably could be court-martialed. Obama appointees at the Pentagon. The story's all over Breitbart.com. Breitbart News. My old pal Ken Klikowski wrote the article. You're reacting to it. Let's get to the phones from Washington. Here is Terry on Line 9 and on the Savage Nation. Hi, Terry.
Oh, hello. I'm a former Marine Corps myself. I served during the Desert Storm, Desert Shield. And while I was in the country of Saudi Arabia, our chaplains there were not allowed to be called chaplains, or they were not allowed to wear any insignia. They were only allowed to be called morale officers. And we were also given a whole bunch of orders and guidelines telling us what we had to do and protocol to meet the Saudi customs. So we've been bending over backwards for the Saudi Arabians for at least 20 years that I'm aware of.
Well, again, and this is very interesting, is it not? And again, with Desert Shield and Desert Storm, and back in the early 90s, much was made of the fact now, hey, and you're bearing this out as a former chaplain or morale officer, given the nomenclature of the time. Here we go to defend these guys, and they're so opposed to our spiritual heritage that we bow to cultural custom. And we don't have any outward and visible signs. Men of the cloth don't even have the cloth. They're not even called reverend. They're not even called chaplain. There are no Bibles. It's a whole thing where you could not openly declare your faith because of cultural sensitivities. Now, there it is for our military, and you lived it, Terry. In meantime, down at Gitmo, again to remain culturally sensitive, we are following all the edicts of Islam for those at Gitmo, enemy combatants, which, well, that's kind of curious as well. We're going to be culturally sensitive with them. Meantime, our troops are deprived, and you have the irony of those enemy combatants being better fed, better housed, better clothed than our military people guarding them. When you stop and think about that, Terry, I guess you got to say a special prayer for patience. That has really got to burn you up.
Yeah, they wouldn't even allow us to fly an American flag because they don't like, the Saudi Arabians don't like an occupying force on their country. So we weren't even allowed to display an American flag, well, anywhere.
Mm. Terry, I thank you for your service, and I thank you for the call. 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE, to the state of Oregon. Debbie is calling in. Debbie, you're on the Savage Nation.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Does the court-martial offense for sharing religion apply specifically to Christianity, or does it apply to all religions?
As I read the article at Breitbart.com from Ken Klikowski, it seems that it is concentrating on Christianity. The report, again, Ken Klikowski with a byline, says that Mikey Weinstein is the head of the, quote, Military Religious Freedom Foundation. Weinstein says Christians, including chaplains, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in the military are guilty of, quote, treason, and of committing an act, quote, of spiritual rape. He also asserted that Christians sharing their faith in the military are, quote, enemies of the Constitution, close quote. So it seems to be, based on the article from Breitbart.com, that it is concentrated on those who are professing Christians.
I wish I was surprised. Thank you.
That is the irony, isn't it? It's more than irony. It's an outrage. Because how many times have we seen studies about ethnic sensitivity to the point where in San Diego, California, a few years ago, junior high students, or I guess the proper nomenclature now is middle school students, were following the edicts of Sharia law, following the principles of Islam, to learn and gain an appreciation of the faith, including stopping and turning to Mecca to pray. And that was supposed to be a cultural exercise? Wow. It's a mean world out there. Thank goodness there is a savage nation. In our final portion of our time together, I'm opening up the phones, anything and everything on your mind. Some of you have been incredibly patient, and so you will get, if not the last word, among the final words of our time together. This is the recovering Congressman, J.D. Hayworth, inviting you to call in 855-400-7282. It is a great honor to be behind this microphone, in for Michael Savage, on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%.
1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil,
the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
That's the sound of...
I used to pay exterminators to spray my house with toxic chemicals every month. When Chloe was born, I knew there just had to be a better way.
There is. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment. Also offers revolutionary methods of pest control. This is the season when ants, spiders, other bugs, and rodents are trying to get into your home. So call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. Planet Orange will customize a pest control program for your family using botanical solutions to common pest problems with free service calls between treatments if needed and peace of mind at no extra charge. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of mint.
Mark, our Planet Orange pest expert, checks in with us every time they come out to treat the property. He's really a tenant.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan with SafeLight Auto Glass.
What makes SafeLight different? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the SafeLight Advantage. Our repairs stay stronger and last longer because our exclusive glassular resin penetrates microcracks better. Plus, with most insurance, a SafeLight repair is no cost to you. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight. Or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over 118 grand. Omaha, it's over 71,000 bucks. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
Is there heavy drinking in the Obama administration? I mean heavy, heavy drinking.
Mark Levin.
What the hell is with these people?
3 to 6 weekdays on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Heading down the home stretch. Your calls coming in. 855-400-7282. J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. Reaction to a lot of stories, but Breitbart.com with the report that those who are Christians in the military, including chaplains who share their faith conceivably, could be court-martialed. It's eliciting a lot of response from Atlanta on line 3. John is calling in. John, I understand you're a Navy pilot. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today, J.D.? I'm sorry, I stuttered a little bit.
Oh, don't you worry about that, John. We're glad to have you along. I appreciate you taking time to call in.
Yes, sir. Sir, what I wanted to know was, do we know where this information came from? I mean, what I mean to say is, do we know who made this law, regulation, or damnation, I should call it?
Yeah, this is a regulation. My buddy Ken Klukowski has the byline at Breitbart.com. He is saying that that Mikey Weinstein, who is head of the, quote, Military Religious Freedom Foundation, is the guy who is trying to get this implemented, along with Obama administration Pentagon appointees, trying to install this as a rule. So based on that report from Breitbart.com, John, those are the people who are trying to bring this about.
And they're calling this freedom.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic. Well, you know, it's like going back to the book 1984. What did that say? Ignorance is strength and all those kind of nonsensical things. Yes, apparently religious freedom is the suppression of Christians sharing their faith. I don't know where we're headed, John, but I want to thank you for your service and for your call tonight on the Savage Nation. Now, as I take a look at this board, I understand I have another call from Georgia, from Albany, Georgia. I believe Paul is on the line. Paul, you're a part of the Savage Nation. Good evening.
Yes, sir. I'm retired from the Air Force Reserve, and I feel that's a shame that they should have that law rules enacted that we cannot witness to other people in the military when we serve.
Yes, sir. And, well, the good news is, if there's good news about those who try to keep Christians from spreading the good news, it's this, Paul. These regulations are, again, subject to congressional oversight. I know that some of my former colleagues, including Randy Forbes, congressman from Virginia, on the House Armed Services Committee, a very powerful subcommittee chairman, he has been keeping an eye out for this. He questioned our new defense secretary, the former senator from Nebraska, Chuck Hagel, about this the other week. So there's going to be accountability here, Paul, and that's the silver lining. There are people that do have the back of professing Christians in the military, and members of Congress can intervene via oversight and bring public scrutiny to this, and maybe we can put an end to it. Paul, I thank you for your military service. I thank you for your call. Checking in from Nashville on line 9, it is Mary Ann. Hi, Mary Ann.
Well, hi, how are you?
Great, thanks, Mary Ann. Appreciate you calling.
You know, I tell you, there's so much going on that just now I'm hearing you talk about this attack against Christianity in the military. I'm just stunned. Well, I'm not really stunned, but I'm just appalled. My son is in the Army Reserve. He's been to Afghanistan and twice to Kosovo, and thank the Lord he is back safe and sound. The first thing I was going to comment on was about the current administration, and I don't know why that it cannot be called treason. They have violated their oath of office to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. So help me God. Now, they have not only violated their oath of office, but, you know, God is going to hold them to an account of everything they have done.
Mary Ann, I think you make a lot of valid points. I want to thank you for raising a son who has served the country capably as part of the Army. And again, the only distinction I would make is I thank you for the call. At times, there is differences of opinion. We dare not criminalize. Derelictions of duty are serious matters, and I appreciate all you had to say. Hey, the last word comes from the state of Michigan. Daniel is on the line. Daniel, welcome to the Savage Nation.
How you doing, sir? Thank you for taking my call. Got a quick question for you. Wondering if it's the responsibility of the government to protect the constitutional rights of the people, because if it is, I'm wondering why. Let me give you a quick example. If you don't want to answer the question, you don't have to. If I had a group of people and we were planning to kill innocent Americans, I feel that the government should step in and shut me down. In the Quran, it says to kill the infidel, which just means to kill the unbeliever. It's stated 11 places. Our Constitution says freedom of religion. Isn't this the exact opposition of our Constitution? Because the people are fed up with the government not protecting us. And every time we get killed by these Muslims, and by the way, it's Orthodox, every Muslim believes you kill the infidel. It's not—
well, let me take exception to one thing. A Navy officer, a retired Dr. Zudi Jasser, who's working to reform his faith of Islam, has a different point of view. He talks about Islamism. But I will tell you this, we all have the freedom to worship God according to the dictates of our own conscience, even if we choose not to worship God at all. But there is a fundamental responsibility that a government must protect its citizens. And on that, I think we assuredly agree, Daniel, and I share many of your concerns, and thank you for calling in. Wow, where does the time go? This has been wonderful. We'll do it again tomorrow. J.D. Hayworth for Michael Savage saying stay brave, stay free, stay tuned to the Savage Nation.